Hey everybody, welcome to the 9th episode of Live Laugh Beef. I'm Josh Chixay.
And I'm Ellie Sloan.
Yay! Oh my god! So today for this episode, we have a lot to talk about. And I know I always say that, but we really do because it's been 3 weeks.
Stop doing that.
Listen, I just need to...
Sorry, I was bullying you. I'm in like my...
You're in your bullying phase.
I'm in my reputation era or something. Cue
cool.
The intro. I'm gonna say that every time I get talk.
Before we start and talk about our topics, I want to do 2 updates. Number one, I know everybody out there in TikTok land. Ew, I hate that I called it that.
Me too.
Everybody out there in TikTok has been wondering when we're gonna call. The bakery place that is homophobic or was homophobic, but we're trying to see if they're not homophobic anymore by testing them again.
We're so nice to give them a chance.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to expose them and if they've changed.
I'm rolling with the LGBT.
Period. Okay, Nate Jacobs.
So fucking homophobic. Yeah.
But a little update on that. I did try to call them today so that I would have that for today's episode. But unfortunately, I called them a little too late. Because I'm stupid.
Did you even look?
I called them at 6 o'clock, but they called them at 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, unfortunately, he won't be in this episode. So sorry. Okay. So the second thing that I would like to preface before we start this episode is I know that so much shit is going on in the world right now. And obviously I'm talking about Ukraine. And I don't want to like go over it and, you know, just reiterate. But the only thing that I can say is at the end of the day, we can't really do much about it. All we can do is show our support and be there for the Ukraine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to like go over it. I don't want to, you know, step on people's toes because I don't know the veracity of everything that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to spread love and joy and peace and hope,
yeah,
and all the other synonyms of feeling good. Anyways, I'll move on. I know that's like such a drab topic, and mm-hmm. like
it's hard not to say anything.
Yeah, it's hard not to say anything because we're literally living in it. Everyone in the world is living in it, so it's hard to just be like, oh, LOL. Let's just keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But we kind of have to, you know. Okay, so for the first topic today, what I want to talk about is Kanye West.
I knew that was going to be the first one too.
I know. And the thing is, I'm sick and tired of Kanye West in general.
Me too. Like, I actually don't care.
But here's the thing. That Instagram thing that happened of him like going on a tangent.
Yeah. What he called Pete Skeet?
Yeah. He called him Skeet Davidson.
Like, what?
The edit of the Civil War poster.
Him telling Billie Eilish to apologize to Travis Scott.
And here's the thing. It was funny because, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, ha ha ha, like, it's whatever. Like,
yeah. But then it gets to a point where you're like, okay, this is traumatizing. Like, for Kim and, like, the kids, right?
And I kind of have, like, 2 thought processes about it. I'm like, is this a publicity stunt? Only because Genius came out on Netflix, like, a week later.
What's Genius?
His documentary on
Netflix.
Oh,
yeah. I don't
know. And Donda 2 is coming out soon.
It's already out on his little MP3.
Oh, okay, period.
His little MP3 player, so whatever fuck it is.
I feel like this is one of those moments where I'm just like, I feel like Kris Jenner's behind this. I don't know why. I just have this like looming feeling in the back of my head that Kris Jenner is a part of this process.
I do know what you mean. However, from the past, I do think it's just Kanye West.
Yeah, that too.
Bipolar. That too. Disorder. He needs help.
He does. Yeah.
Like I don't even mean to laugh, but like I just can't believe like I don't know. Someone needs to check in on him.
It's that photo for me of him holding up the thing saying like, Instagram, please don't take this down.
Yeah.
This is me.
It's definitely like there were some funny jokes.
Yeah,
but I do see. You know what I think's weird? Do you ever notice how on like TikTok and social media, people will make jokes about something mm-hmm. for like 3 to 4 days. And then on like day 4, why the fuck are people joking about this? This isn't funny.
Oh my God.
And then nobody jokes about it and talks about how wrong it is. But it happens with like an unholy amount of things.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of.
Should we? I don't want to bring up the Wonderland system again. Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
With Kanye West, exact same thing. Like, people were joking about it. Then on, like, day 3 to 4, like, a few people said, this is wrong. And then everyone's like, this is terrible. Why is everyone joking about this? And then it's, like, weird. It's weird how it, like, switches like that.
People
then
switch up,
And then people don't realize that, like, that confuses people, too. Because, like, everyone's making jokes about it. Everyone's liking and sharing the tweets. And then someone makes a joke about it on the wrong day of the week. And they get, like, shit on for it.
I think you know what it is. Like, the first 3 days are all about vibes. It really is.
Vibes and memes.
Yeah, when it's in social media world, the first 3 days is no man's land. Everybody's just having a blast. And then the normies get to it. Like, everybody who has a brain gets to it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, this is kind of wrong.
Literally.
And then everybody's like, oh shit, you're right.
It is wrong.
You're right.
That so actually makes sense.
I feel like that's usually how it goes. Like, even for Kanye West, a lot of people were like, LOL, this is so funny. This is crazy. Look at all the stuff he's posting on Instagram. And then a few days later, everybody's like, you know, the like I said, the people with brains. I'm not saying that people who are vibing in the first 3 days don't have brains.
I feel like a lot of people who vibed in the first 3 days end up changing their minds.
Yeah, too, exactly. Right? Because they realize that, you know, like, oh shit,
maybe
you're
I
right.
shouldn't be laughing at this. Yeah.
And it, like I said, it's like the Kanye West thing where everybody's like, oh, LOL, this is hilarious. Because, I mean, we've even had that conversation where people don't see celebrities or, you know, people that they see on the internet, things that they see on the internet. It's just for like pleasure. It's not, they're not real. Even though they are. And then the people on day 3 are like, hey guys, like, he has kids.
These are real, you know, people. These are real people. Just because they have money doesn't mean that they don't have feelings. Yeah.
I hate to like bring it up, even with the whole situation with Ukraine. Everybody in like the first month were making like memes and jokes about how like, oh,
World War III.
Yeah. They're like, World War III, or like, Daddy Putin, please don't invade. It made me stop to think for a second. I was like, wow, people really are, like, social media is taking us a bit too far because I saw
Social media and war should not coexist.
No, they shouldn't. Because I saw all these comments on Russia's Instagram of, like, a bunch of, like, people saying, like, with, like, you know, the emojis saying, like, oh, Daddy Putin, please don't invade. Yeah. And I'm like, come on, y'all.
I feel bad. Like, it's not funny, but like, do you ever just laugh at stupid shit?
Sometimes I laugh at something and I'm like, oh, that's bad. Like, I'm a terrible human being for laughing. Bad.
Is it like, in my opinion, is it okay as long as I'm not the one making them?
One of the things that I was thinking about the other day is Gen Z handles trauma in like such a different way than previous generations do.
Yeah, so true.
Especially since like we technically all kind of grew up together, especially with social media. Mm-hmm. Like, we kind of have all this collective like personality of like, LOL, the world's falling apart. Let's just laugh.
Yeah. And like, I think it's also different. Like, you can laugh about it and like we can laugh about it, but like, it's also like, we're not going to make jokes about the Ukraine because like, it's not our trauma to joke about.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So different levels of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did we get from Kanye West back to the Ukraine?
I don't know. But continuing on Kanye West, I do want to show you this one thing because he's recently been spotted
with the Kim Kardashian lookalike.
Oh my God.
I saw a picture of her and she doesn't actually look like Kim K, but the body type
is
the exact same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where it's, you kind of, just like, you know, scratch your head a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, dude. I love how he hopped on from Uncut Gems to the Kim K lookalike.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? You know who she reminds me? Like, conspiracy theory. Twins? Bella Thorne. Doesn't she just give you the Bella Thorne vibe, like, with everything she does? Like, not, they don't look alike. Their personalities, you don't see it. Bella Thorne would totally say Uncut Gems.
No, she kind of gives me more Debbie Ryan vibes.
That, I agree with that, too. But Debbie Ryan gives me Bella Thorne vibes.
I see.
I feel like as a threesome, they could take over TikTok.
The world. They could take over the world.
For sure. Just even, like, meme culture. Like, imagine them in a collab.
You know what? Someone
a Destiny's Child.
I would live for that Julia Fox, Debbie Ryan.
And Bella Thorne.
Yeah. And Bella Thorne would be like the lesbian bisexual edition. I'm pretty sure she's like, she's something.
She's bisexual.
Yeah.
Something she dated like that. Tana.
Yeah. 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 But that's the only reason why I don't necessarily relate them together. Cause I feel like she's more of like party girl, like I'm on crack.
Their makeup,
watch me
though,
snort like three lines, you know?
Like those pictures that dude took of Julia Fox, total Bella Thorne vibes. She confuses me because like I don't even know who she was before Kanye West, but she's
an actor.
She's an Uncut Gems. But I've never seen Uncut Gems. I'm gonna say it like that and that only. I'm not gonna okay. call it what it is. Okay. But that's
by Josh
it's
Sackey.
Like I am obsessed
but that's what
with
I'm saying.
That.
I feel like that's something that would have came out of Debbie Ryan's mouth.
And honestly, you know what it reminds me of too? I forget what the beginning is like, but I was supposed to be in the video, the Madison Beer
thing. Oh my god, that
like,
one too.
I was supposed to be in the video.
No, I actually wanted to.
Same
all of them, yeah, vibes. They all radiate that same energy.
And I love it. Those are like my favorite videos. Any meme with them, like I just, and I'm like, don't get me wrong, a Julia Fox fan.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
I love that. Yeah, I actually do kind of like her vibe and her energy. I feel like if you put side by side Uncut Gems and that one interview.
I know.
Do you remember the interview?
I do.
Of Debbie Ryan.
And she's like, I just came in here like, I don't even know what she
says. She's like, wait, I need to find it. She's like, I just came in here like this.
We're sitting on the like Sultan Sea and then drove back and threw my hair up and down and here I am. It's very, I feel like I've lived a lot of lives today.
I love when she says, just threw my hair up and here I am.
Doing spontaneous things, it scares me to be still. It's terrible.
It scares me to be still. Like, that reminds me so much of Julia Fox.
What
like,
reminds me of Julia Fox is, I just threw my hair up and here I am.
Yeah.
I love it.
I feel like the perfect trifecta wouldn't be Bella Thorne. You know who it would be?
Who?
The girl who goes... Beach waves? That's not the vibe. Stop.
I love her.
She would be the drama of the
she's
of that.
So aggressive so and it's beautiful. Aggressive.
It's because she talks to herself.
I love it. I saw somebody comment on her video today and they were like, she's saying what our intrusive thoughts are.
Exactly, exactly.
Literally.
I know that video had like the Coke thing in it. That's such a weird thing to bring up. Okay. Yeah, that comment where it said, I know Coke when I see it.
Yeah.
I feel like all of them.
I feel like they'd snort lines off each other's asses for sure.
Yeah, they definitely would be snorting lines.
And I would be there recording.
Yeah. If ever, and I know everybody's like, oh, like, I'm sick of hearing Uncut Gems, but it's iconic. It's iconic.
I'm not.
Let her be iconic. You know?
Say it. Whisper it to me in my sleep.
Period. So moving on from Julia Fox, Debbie Ryan, and Bella Thorne. Oh, and Madison Beer.
I don't want to move on.
We're just going to hope and pray that Bravo picks up a season of Uncut Gems.
A reality show. I want to keep it. Up with you Julia to, yeah. Fox.
We need to pitch it. We need to pitch it somewhere.
What about dueling with Julia Fox? Okay, you know what?
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. To a better topic, something that's kind of iconic. Rihanna is pregnant.
You know who else is okay? No, yeah, yay.
Is you know that who else? Say? Who else is pregnant?
Trisha Paytas.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
I haven't actually watched anything, but is she like actually pregnant?
She is.
Okay.
Well, she announced it on Instagram.
You know what? I'm happy for her.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Okay. First of all, let's just start with Rihanna. Congratulations! I'm so excited.
Prettiest baby ever. It's gonna be the most beautiful baby.
But I really hope that the album drops before the baby pops.
That's all.
It is wild that also at the same time, Trisha Paytas is pregnant.
Very
her baby.
Different universes.
Very
we're talking
different
about
universes.
Here. You know what? What I have to say about Trisha Paytas is congratulations. Cause I know this is something she's wanted for a really long time and she never thought was possible. Yeah. So congratulations, but I also do worry, and I'm sure other people worry, it's like bringing a baby into like someone who's like mentally ill. Like, you know what? Yeah. I want to have kids, but I don't know if I ever actually want to because I'm so worried about like my mental health. And
agreed.
So I just hope she gets the help she needs through this pregnancy and after so the child gets like the best life he can.
Yeah.
I mean, at least she's rich. So, like, she has that going for her. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
I think what's hard, too, yeah. is a lot of people are going to be looking at her with, like a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Especially with this child. It's like, because we do know how bipolar and crazy she gets. Like, she's said it on the internet, all the stuff that she has, right? She has, like, I'm pretty
sure. I don't know if she has bipolar. I think it's borderline personality.
Borderline personality. Sorry, mm-hmm. BPD. Sorry. She has BPD. She has all these other things yeah. that's wrong with her. So,
and that's just what she puts out there, too. So, like, it could be different yeah. behind the scenes. So, I just hope she gets help she needs. I know we don't stand her. We hate her, whatever. But congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's not that I hate Trisha Paytas. I actually kind of live for her. It's just that she has problematic tendencies.
She's done some problematic things. So, like, I'm not a fan, but I mean, like, I just know this is something she's wanted for a while and yeah. she never thought was possible. I feel like I'm glad that she's happy.
Yeah. I think life in general, or like bringing life into the world,
it's just a positive thing.
It's like,
I just hope that her mental health doesn't yeah. affect really
the way poorly. The child is raised.
That's what I was going to say.
There
yeah.
we go. Yeah.
But congratulations.
Congrats, Trishy. I really hope your child doesn't grow up and sees that. Mm-hmm. That's our number one moneymaker, Trishy Land. You know what? That's one thing that I always thought about is that, you know how like the internet age is kind of something that happened over like the past, it's only been like 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So adult content hasn't been like always accessible. So one of the things that I always thought about is now that people who make adult content are, you know, having children now, what would their kids think about it? Because like, I'm sure that there are, you know, people who make adult content back in like the 60s and now they have older kids, but those older kids would have to like search for it, like have to like look for that issue of, or that DVD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely different.
But now it's like, oh, someone could just tweet it at them or send it to them.
Yeah, I've always thought about that. Like, in a way that, like, I mean, I don't agree that they should, but, like, they're definitely going to get bullied. Like, I don't know, obviously, if they're going to get bullied or not. But, like, oh, could will. You imagine, like, a kid, like, saying, like, look, it's your mom. And it's, like, a nude. Like, that's, like,
Yeah.
So it's
that would be
scary.
Crazy. Yeah, you know what? No, kids, listen, you can teach your kid to be as nice as possible, but the world... The world that they grow up in makes them horrible.
Also, parents don't.
They don't really care.
Some do, which is good. But then there's always going to be parents that teach their kids bad things.
Yeah. Or not even teach their kids bad things. They just give them an iPad and go.
True. Like neglect.
Yeah. It's like very much neglect. Yeah. And like the only reason I say that is because we do get a lot of comments on TikTok from younger people. And I'm like, you shouldn't have TikTok. No, for real though. I recently got that comment of, someone saying like, oh, this guy, like who could ever love that or something like that. Some remember they were saying like, oh, someone wanted to fuck you or something like that. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, someone said that.
Was it traumatizing for you?
It was a little traumatizing, okay. But then I realized it was like, oh, okay. This must be a child.
They're 8.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
And like, I stopped to think and I'm like, oh, okay. I really want to bully you, right? But it's okay. We're going to let it go. And we're going to help you grow and you develop.
Probably won't.
Probably not. Continuing on the topics of kids. My niece and nephew were here recently because I just wanted to spend time with my brothers and my mm-hmm. sister's kids. And you know what my nephew said to me?
No. What?
And this is my nephew. Okay.
How old is he?
He knows me. He's 9. And he knows me. I love him because he's family. And like, he sees me usually like every.
What
did
he
know,
say to you?
He looks at me and he goes, do you know Nikocado Avocado?
No, he's not going to compare.
Stop. And he goes, he looks at me and he goes, can you hop on the scale? I just want to know how you would compare to Nikocado Avocado. Fatality.
He said, can you hop on?
He told me, because there's a scale right outside my room, God. Right?
What'd you say? No, bitch.
Yo, you know what? I looked at him and I said, no, get out. Anyways, that was really hurtful. Kids suck. I'm never having any. Can you hop on a scale? Like, imagine telling your actual uncle to hop on a scale.
To compare you to Nick Ocado Avocado?
That's fucked. Like, I don't look like him, do I?
No.
Okay, maybe like, maybe the other parts, but like, up here, up, like, stunning. Sorry, it's the God complex coming
stunning.
Back.
Stunning.
Okay, so moving on from my nephew calling me a fat fuck.
Should I go?
The next thing I want to talk about is Euphoria. And I don't want to do an episode breakdown like we did last time. However, I will say the last episode with the play, how the fuck did Lexi get that PTA budget?
I was thinking it during, and then I saw tweets and I'm like, okay, so we all have the same thought. I always,
who approved it?
Every time I watch TV shows, they have the craziest fucking school dances
too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It'll be like homecoming and it's like a fucking, who paid for the 18 disco balls and the streamers all across the windows?
Not even streamers. There's like light up dance floors and you're like, what? Who
paid for this? LED lights like covered. Yeah. Literally, Kygo is their guest DJ. It's just a fucking shit show.
Who bankrolled
that play? They got Zed featuring Kygo for their grade 12 prom.
And a lot of people were saying, too, how did this play get approved?
It didn't.
Like, no. In reality, this play would have never gotten approved.
It's public school.
But that's it. That you're literally saying that it's public school. Then how do they have this budget?
Yo, I wasn't talking about budget. I'm just talking big dicks, public school.
For real. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
In Catholic school, that would be a cross instead of a dick.
You're right. You're right.
But
what I wanted to actually talk about, the reason why I brought up Euphoria was I want to know. I know that everybody has been tweeting, this X person could defeat Nate Jacobs.
Yeah. Most of them? No, they couldn't.
No, they couldn't. But who do you think could truly defeat Nate Jacobs?
Chanel Oberlin.
Period. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'd make him come out in an episode.
Yeah. There was one I saw and I was like, Love from You. She would just kill him.
Yeah, to be fair.
So, like, maybe that's not as exciting.
I feel like it would be the professor from How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, I've been watching. Okay, are you reading my mind? I've been rewatching that because I haven't seen the last few seasons.
I didn't watch the last
Annalise
few seasons.
Annalise Keating would eat him. Annalise Keating would,
take him to court and be like, your dad is a pedophile.
Yeah. And nobody would know. Yeah. She would find out from like her hackers.
Yeah, her hackers would
she
get
would
the
find
tapes.
Out illegally. In real life, never work. In TV, Nate Jacobs
period.
Done.
Yeah, Nate Jacobs is over.
Oh my God, that's such a good
right?
one.
Right? That's a really good one.
And that was like straight from your brain. I haven't seen anyone tweet that before. Oh, the Demogorgon.
Demogorgons. Imagine
the Demogorgon would eat him up, bitch.
Eat that Nate pussy.
Even Pawpaw or whatever. Papa would shave his fucking head, bro.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. I never take these too seriously because I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Vicky would have gotten it out of him.
From Fairly Odd Parents?
Fairly Odd Parents.
For sure. Vicky, you know what? Gotten... On the same note, I was just thinking, because I know there's a reboot now, La Cienega from The Proud Family. She'd eat him
eat
up.
Yeah.
Eat him up.
Facts. Maybe Groot.
I don't, you know what? Don't cancel me. Never seen Marvel movies. I've seen a couple, but I don't
not
know.
Groot. From the Minions, bro.
You're the one who said Groot.
I feel like one of the Minions could get it out of him.
Banana.
Yeah, just says like.
You're gay. Banana.
You're gay.
You're gay.
Oh, God. I wrote this down because I thought we were going to film the episode a little earlier. Sorry. I just rolled my eyes. But I wanted to talk about really, really terrible love stories or even like moments in love that it was just like, this is fucking, it's just fucked to the point where it's hilarious.
2 days before Valentine's Day, I found out I got cheated on. It was kind of a vibe, though.
Oh, how so? Please elaborate. Wait, did you actually find out 2 days before?
Like 2 or 3 days before, yeah. Well, I didn't have to spend money. I didn't get a gift, so it was kind of nice.
Oh, is that why you're saying it's a vibe?
Yeah, it's a vibe. And like, not to be the main character. Also, this is, it's illegal to hack somebody's email, but I did. You can't commit.
I don't think you didn't hack though.
No, I just
he had it logged in on your computer.
Yeah, but it's illegal to read people's. It's like you can't open someone's mail. It's the same thing. So I opened my laptop and there was an email mysteriously there. I didn't dig at all. It was just open. I didn't go deep in the inbox. It was just okay. There. The password was saved, or I guessed it or something. I don't even know. But I had this hunch that I was being cheated on.
Adrenaline was pumping.
I was pumping. And I would always like look into things and I would try to like log into like dating apps and like catfish like as somebody off Google and try to see if he was on the dating apps. Like I went to like extents. So I was on the email and I'm scrolling. I find fucking nothing, all right?
Yeah.
It's the delete button. She's so frisky nowadays. I find nothing. I see in the drafts folder that there's like 2 emails or something, and that's where I find the tea. Isn't that crazy? Like everything else was deleted, but like this motherfucker didn't delete his drafts.
It's so embarrassing. Probably didn't even know it existed.
And so yeah, I found a Craigslist ad. I think that's what offended me the most personally. Like if you're gonna cheat on me, use Tinder. Use anything.
Craigslist. You're finding some Craigslist pussy.
And it was like the classic, like, let me fuck your hole. MF4 or whatever the fuck the things are.
I find that so crazy.
And I read it and I went,
what did you do? Like, damn. Here's the thing. I've technically never really been cheated on. When you found out at that moment that you were being cheated on by a guy on Craigslist.
Yeah.
What did you feel?
Like, I honestly, at that moment, it's kind of weird because I feel like at that point, the relationship, like for me, was already over. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't happy. I wasn't like in love anymore.
Oh,
and like, it was over for a while. So, like, when I found out, not to sound like, I always say being cheated was the best thing that ever happened to me because I felt like relief. Because, like, first of all, I felt like I was crazy because I was like, he's cheating on me. I had no proof. And then I was like, oh, damn, I got proof. And then also, it was kind of like an excuse because, like, for me, it's really hard for me to, like, break up with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to, like, let go of someone even if I don't love. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, scared of, like, being alone. So, like, when I found that, I'm like, damn, okay, I see ya.
It just kind of confirmed the whole situation for you.
So then I, like, texted him. I said, you're cheating. He's like, no, I'm not. He was really rude about it, which is funny because like I was crazy, right? And I would always say,
a defensive.
You're cheating on me. He's like, no, I'm fucking not. You have no proof. And he just said like, no, I'm fucking not. Like this is ridiculous. And then I just sent him the picture of it. And he's like, I have no idea what that is. I don't remember. I'm gonna see how much. And I went, listen, I don't like talking about other boys because of respect for my relationship, but I'm gonna just do it because this is in high school, so like it's not that big of a deal. It was a long time ago, so. I used to hang out with this guy in high school. We hooked up and it was on Valentine's Day and I had homeroom with him. Okay. And the next day I remember I like showed up to homeroom and I'm like, are we Valentine's?
We weren't. Wait, what'd you say?
Are we Valentine's?
You asked him because it was the day before.
Yeah. And he was like, he would like just, he didn't even say yes. He just like laughed. He's like, haha. And I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, we aren't. You know
that
what?
That was like a secret.
I actually heard this one thing that it's different for guys and girls when you fuck someone. Because when you fuck someone, it's like a personal thing.
Yeah.
But when guys fuck someone, the chemical in their brain is actually similar to like when they eat something that they like.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, like this is a person I love. Oh, yeah. This is just a thing that I like. Speaking of high school love stories, not love because it was never really love.
It was real to me.
It was real to me. For real.
Real to me.
So there was this guy that I really, really liked. And like, I made it apparent, like we always would flirt. I would always like grab his like arms. So one day we were at lunch and I looked at him, the bell rang. I had art for last period and I looked at him and I said, 2:00, come to the bathrooms by the art period and I'll suck your dick.
I do remember.
in that moment in time, I didn't think I was going to do anything.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, it's 2 o'clock. Might as well check. It's art class. They're going to let, like, my teacher loves me. She's going to let me go.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, Miss Christie, can I go to the bathroom? 2 o'clock. I just wanted to check if he actually showed up. Because if he showed up, it would have confirmed that he wants something.
Yeah, your feelings.
Like, he likes me.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember going to the bathroom at 2 o'clock, walking in, and it would just say, I'm drying off his hands. And I remember we both looked at each other and I went, hi. And I immediately walked out.
Hi.
But I mean, like,
high school's awkward.
It's so funny to me, though.
It is funny.
Because I mean, like, if it was anybody else, I would have, like, done it there and then. Because mm-hmm. I did before. So moving on from our high school stories. And the only reason I wanted to bring this whole conversation up was because I recently got a Snapchat memory. It's funny how we were talking about Snapchat memories. Mm-hmm. Because I recently got a Snapchat memory of my Valentine's Day from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Or a few years ago. And it was me sitting in my bed with a box of chocolates and roses.
Crying.
Bawling. Bawling.
Sobbing.
I remember the beginning of that day. It was so lovely. He took me out. It was really nice. And he gave me a bouquet of flowers. I was like, oh, how lovely. I was like, do you want to have dinner later? And he was like, oh, no, I have to go and, like, have dinner with my mom. I was like, that's so sweet.
Always the mom.
You're like going and having dinner with your mom. That's so lovely. And I go on Instagram and I check this one particular person's story. And I open up this bitch's story and it is the exact same bouquet of flowers.
And then listen, where the Snapchat memory comes into play.
That's where the Snapchat memory comes into play.
That's when it click.
That's where I was bawling my eyes out. Because here's the thing. Why the same bouquet?
Why the same chocolates?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if we're going to do, like, oh, you know what I think is more embarrassing? If you go to the florist on Valentine's Day and you're like, mm-hmm. 2 bouquets of flowers, please. Like, doesn't that seem sus?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'd be like, okay, if I was the florist.
Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to do at the end of this podcast was I wanted to go over our old high school captions to see how cringy we were.
This one says, should have jumped. That's kind of dark. Like, I don't know.
You on a bridge?
Yeah, should have jumped.
It's tea, sweaters, winter, and the first season of How I Met Your Mother. I posted that.
Yours are bad.
That's what I'm saying. This photo? It's a lazy kind of winter morning.
Josh!
You were friends with me. How did you not know? Actually, no, I don't think we were friends at this point. Yeah. Okay, you didn't have to say it like that. Ready? The ghost of the child I never was had finally caught up to me.
Are you burning?
I'm burning a piece of paper inside my house.
The way you're looking.
What was I doing that for?
So this one's kind of funny, like the pictures, okay. Whatever.
Oh my God, you look so young.
I'm a baby. This is grade 7, I think.
Okay, what's the caption?
The caption is, it makes no sense. I thought it was so cool. It says, yeah, Oxford, UK, boy, it's too cold here. And it's
what does
because
that even mean?
In capitals, it says, you bitch. Like it's
you're
like
hilarious. The fucking acronym.
Me in grade 7 thinking that was like the shit.
The coolest shit. This one is a very dark photo. And the caption is, I want you to be happy with whoever you want. If it's not with me, then fine. That'll make me happy too. Isn't that love?
What is that photo?
It's me, reflection, you know.
Your photography?
It was not giving love back it. Then. It was not giving.
Sometimes we waste too much time thinking about someone who doesn't even think about us for a second.
Why were Soundtrack. We depressed?
Over again by wondering. Do you know how much? This is before I got braces. I literally was on Photoshop and I took the white paint filter and I went. And you literally can't see my teeth. Like, they're spaced out. And I just, like, and I put the contrast up, like, all the way. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Like, such a catfish. Because, like, everyone knew I didn't have perfect teeth. And here they are, like, bright and white.
Like, mine were, like, I was such, like, a hopeless romantic that I would, like, make poems. So this one's pretty long. I'll end off with this one. I got drunk hoping that I could forget you.
How old were you?
This was in 2014.
Illegal activity.
It was illegal activity. I got drunk hoping that I could forget you for just one night. But when my blood turns into alcohol, you're still the only thing that crosses my mind. I guess maybe that's the thing, because nothing intoxicates me like you do. Can you tell I was a Tumblr girl?
Yeah, it's also not good. So basic. Like, you probably didn't even write it. You probably just stole it.
I wrote it. I know I wrote these.
It's so... Sorry, I'm so rude. It's bad.
That's okay. I was in my Tumblr phase.
When I was in my Tumblr depression era,
okay,
I would... You know how you can tag pictures?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked this guy all of through high school or whatever. And on my shitty Tumblr, I would tag all these sad, depressing fucking quotes with his initial. So if you go on my Tumblr and you type like /tag/ the initial, it's just like really dark shit.
Oh my God.
They were some good ass poems though, like really depressing. Maybe I'll send you some later.
Yeah, send me some later. I love that.
They were so sad. But it's also like, why am I crazy? Like, I was 15 years old thinking I was going through it.
We were going through it though.
Yeah, true.
It literally felt so real at the moment, just like when things were happening.
Yeah. No, you're right. And it was real to me.
It was real to me. All those moments in high school,
I feel like people really did us dirty in high school, and like it hurts. Yeah. Like, I think that kind of love like hurts more than like actual love. Like,
yeah.
Love where it's like kind of like hidden, or like, even if it's not real love or whatever, but it's like, mm-hmm, you think they like you, but they actually don't.
Yeah.
Like, damn. That I'd rather hurts. Be cheated on.
I mean, I
would've... I mean, I did get cheated on.
You did. You got the whole
I've had the whole experience.
I kind of love that for you.
Why do we love that for me?
What? The trauma?
Yeah.
Because we got over it.
Yeah. It just made me into such a good person.
It built you up to the woman you are today.
I'd love to see me without her. I bet I'd be like a nursing or something. I'd be in fucking med school.
If it just all went right.
If it all went right. Whew.
Yeah, I probably would have been a different person.
I was actually like really smart.
If I didn't meet some of the people I met in high school, I probably would be
in my master's degree currently.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on.
Okay, this is the last topic. Do you think the queen's dead?
This is where we get into our fucked up era. This is where the podcast turns to shit. And also, yeah, I saw that they posted a picture saying, like, this is like a rumor, like the queen's alive. And someone said, mm-hmm, reply with a photo of her in today's date. Yes.
With today's newspaper. They were like, I want a photo of her with today's newspaper.
But like, for real. If she died, who's next in line? Is it William?
Yeah. No. It's
Harry?
No. Not William or Harry. It's the one who fucked over Diana. Prince Philip.
No, he's dead.
That's the one who died.
The purple one.
What was it? Prince Philip was the one that looked like the purple. The worm from the SpongeBob episode. Yeah. Chocolate. That one.
The one who spoke like this.
To be fair, I think he died years ago too. So like, the queen being alive might be a few years.
Wait, who's next in line? I love how we don't know his name because he's so
irrelevant. Princess Diana's ex. That's all he is to me. Princess Diana's ex.
Who is it?
I don't know, because it just shows like...
No. Do Prince Harry's dad.
That's who all he is to us.
He's the Duke of Wales or something.
Prince Harry. Oh, wait. Prince Charles?
Prince Charles. That's him.
Okay. You know what I will say? Why the queen? She's really cute.
The queen is cute. I love the queen's adorable.
I'm checking. Does she have Insta? They're probably not allowed.
Does the queen have Insta? I'm sure they have an official one.
The number one page about Queen Elizabeth. Should I follow? She's so cute. She reminds me of Boca. I don't know why.
Of the what?
Boca.
Boca.
She's so cute.
She is. She's adorable.
She's a baddie.
She just had her...
Does she live in a castle, or is that like very old school?
She lives in Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In like the middle of London or something like that.
Yeah.
I hope Queen Lizzie is is thriving.
Why doesn't she have Insta? I feel like that would be very... Imagine her on TikTok. Imagine her hitting the Renegade. Whoa. Okay.
Or her
that would kill her.
Or the royal... Yeah, that would kill her. Or the royal family doing the TikTok trend of walking through doors in the telephone.
Oh my god.
The way you blowing up my phone.
Leave me in no fast.
Yeah, like imagine that.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of
like iconic. I feel like it would be kind of like the people would like them more if they had TikTok. You know how people do that? Like people you hate get TikTok and you're like, oh my god, that's so cool.
Maybe. But yeah, anyways, moving on. at the end of our episode, I know we haven't done this in like a really long time.
We forgot.
We forgot. But our podcast is called Live, Laugh, Beef. Because we're living, we're laughing, and we're beefing. So I want to ask you, because I need to remember to make this, to ask you this question. Who are you beefing with this week?
See, I'm struggling here. To say Putin's too far.
I know.
So I'm not saying Putin, but just know, mindfully, that's who I would be beefing with. But like, it's also not a joke. So like,
that's true. That's true.
I'm not going to say it.
I feel like, okay, if I could start, I feel like I would, obviously the obvious would be beefing with Vladimir, Vlad.
I didn't know you guys were on a first name basis.
We are. Okay, I probably shouldn't say that. No. I'm like low-key afraid of like the Russian government.
Aren't you?
But I am, yes, I am beefing with Daddy Vladdy.
Like, is that better than what you said before?
I think so. I'm beefing with Daddy Vladdy. Because stop this.
But we also don't want the beef.
Stop. Like, stop this war.
Yeah, war. That's another question I have. Like,
and, like, that's, like, the thing. It's, like, so serious where it's, like, obviously I'm beefing with him.
Yeah.
Like, we're beefing with Russia today.
That's another thing, though. Same with, like, you know how when you ask really stupid questions, but they make sense? Like, why did we print more money? Why do the royals exist? And why does war even happen?
Are you beefing with the royals?
No. but I don't want that to be my answer because like that's obvious. Are you beefing with? I don't know. Were we done with you? You're just saying Vladdy Daddy and calling it a night.
No. I am thinking of one too. I'm just pointing out the obvious that I'm beefing with Vladdy Daddy.
I'm fighting with whoever the fuck made our housing market. I saw a house for $1 million today, and it was like
garbage,
literally dog shit.
I love that.
That's who I'm fighting with. That's actually what I'm thinking about. Oh, I'm so political today.
Yeah, you're so political.
I'm fighting with. Whoever the fuck, I literally saw dumps on the market for $1 million.
Yeah, and I'm also beefing with the people who are gouging our oil prices.
Yeah,
because
our everything prices.
For real, because I'm getting sick and tired of paying for gas at like $20 don't hit no more. But anyways, yeah, that's who we're beefing with. That's pretty much it for today's episode. Yeah. Sorry that we were like super jingle jangled.
This is a long episode.
This is a long episode.
You're gonna edit still.
But yeah, sorry that we were all over today and that our camera died. This has never happened to us.
No,
we're just. I mean, it did one time.
Professional.
It did one time, but
yeah,
then
we charge it. But yeah. It's too late. I just don't care. And we're at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we're at the end. So thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in to next week's episode because we will either have a cake in front of us.
Or a very terrible story.
Or a very terrible story to tell.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening.
It's been real.
It's been real. Keep living.
Laughing.
And beefing.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.